With WNPR News, I'm Patrick Scahill. The United States Senate recently rejected a number of Republican plans to repeal, replace, or just overhaul the Affordable Care Act. But the healthcare debate is far from settled. During a board meeting today for Access Health CT, the state's healthcare exchange, its CEO, Jim Wadley, raised concerns that the two remaining insurers offering exchange plans could leave. I spoke with him this afternoon and asked him about that.
So we've seen down in Washington, D.C., the uncertainty about cost-sharing reductions being reimbursed to carriers on a monthly basis. And so what that does is it brings uncertainty into a pricing model for an industry that does not like uncertainty. And so with it, the carriers are trying to decide if this is a strategic business that they want to be in. Carriers are not in the business to lose money. Preferably, we'd like to see them break even. And we've seen on a national level, carriers have struggled to do that in the individual market.
Yeah. So again, you had mentioned at the onset there, the cost-sharing reduction program. This is basically subsidizing healthcare costs for some individuals who qualify, right?
For low-income individuals, what it does is it helps them with lower their deductibles and or their copayments.
So if that goes away, as you say, it could be a little bit of a more risky play for an insurance company to step up and be on the marketplace. So what would happen if they decide, hey, you know, the risk isn't worth it. We're not going to be making money here. We're going to pull out. What does that mean for you?
In Connecticut, we had about 111,000 customers enroll in our exchange last year. And of those, 25% are 34 and under, and close to 75% of that 111,000 customers would not even be able to get any financial help. So there's a good chance that for three-quarters of our customers, they may not be able to afford health care off exchange if there are plans for them there.
And that means, I guess, bigger picture, what? More people going to the emergency room?
It does. What it means is there'd be an increase in what everyone in industry calls uncompensated care, which is really customers going to the hospital, using the hospital as their primary care physician, because by law, hospitals cannot turn away individuals. They may wait until much later in their illness. So by the time they do go to the hospital, it's harder to resolve those issues, which then translate into much higher costs into the system.
So at this point in time, what would you like to see from the new presidential administration or from Congress on this issue?
The first thing that the carriers have told me personally has been we want to see certainty for the 2017 and 2018 calendar year for the payment of cost-sharing reductions. So that's first and foremost. Running close to second of that are we all would say that the Affordable Care Act as created has not been perfect, and there's lots of opportunities for improvement. I think we're seeing the beginnings of conversations, bipartisan conversations in early September to talk about ways to improve that health care. Finally, what I would say is the cost of health care continues to rise at an unsustainable rate. So costs of providers, costs of hospitals and their networks, costs of pharmacy drugs, in those three areas, we really as a country need to be talking about how we can control those costs. I'd love to be able to see us switch gears into cost reform and move from there.
Jim Wadley is CEO of Access Health Connecticut, the state's health insurance marketplace. Thanks again, Jim.
Thank you, Patrick.